Om Shanti. Now we will revise today's Murli in English, Avyakt Murli, and the original date is 1st June 1983. And when I read the topic of this Murli, I remembered that when I was in studio, so that time in 2005 or 6, or after that actually, when Awakening with Brahma Kumari's program started with Shivani Ben, so that time every 15 days Baba was coming, and every Murli Baba was talking about revealing Baba. Like Baba was talking actually about the seva which media is doing, and then at the end Baba was always saying that the world has started to know how good Brahma Kumaris are, but still they need to know how good their Baba is. So they know now Brahma Kumaris are doing a very good thing, but who is behind that? So in today's Murli, Baba is actually telling that the solution of that for to reveal Baba, we have to reveal knowledge. New knowledge. So this is the word which Baba is repeating again and again in today's Murli, that you have to reveal the new knowledge. And the experience says that we all have this experience, that personally I also always feel that we are very, very lucky that we have knowledge, because so many youths we meet in center every day, actually from morning till evening, and they all are like, you know, so scattered in their mind and life that they need guidance and knowledge. And I have the experience that many people, many Arab people in Muslim countries, when they come and when they listen to the knowledge, they especially say that there is something new, there is something different. And when they don't, like, this is also the experience that when they, like, take the course, we give very limited course to them, 3-4 lessons, and then we quickly bring them to Murli. And they, like, with some yukti, we tell them that Murli means we will go into the depth of the knowledge. And when they start listening to the Murli, means knowledge, they actually get, like, you know, they melt. They don't ask any questions. They don't ask that how Baba speaks, because we don't tell them about Brahma Baba, but they say that, like, they get so influenced by new knowledge, and they really say that this is something new. And today's Murli, Baba says that, so Baba says that Baba is looking at children, those who are having their crown, and those who are sitting on the throne. And Baba says that everybody is having crown of responsibility. And Baba says responsibility of unlimited service. And then Baba has used the word unlimited crown. And what is the meaning of unlimited crown? I think everybody has read this Murli many times. Unlimited crown means? Yes. Unlimited crown means, Baba says, to be stable in the embodiment of unlimited remembrance, Smriti. And then Baba says that because you have come from limited to unlimited now, and you are wearing that crown, and the main reason Baba says that you have come out of your limit of body and bodily relations and bodily limitations. And then Baba says that you you have, because you have come out of this, and then Baba says that the special services, the most special service one can do is to bring somebody from limited to unlimited. And then Baba asks, why did Brahma Baba become Avyakt? To bring everybody, to bring us from limited to unlimited. This is the main service. And then Baba says that Brahma Baba always have this special enthusiasm that my children should, you know, reveal him, of course reveal Shiv Baba, but the rays of light and might should spread around the world where people are hopeless. They see rays of hope. So this kind of expectations Baba is showing in the first paragraph of Murli. And then Baba says that like science is actually revealing, Baba says Tara Mandal, the galaxies, and people are pointing upwards. But Baba says now you have to reveal yourselves here on earth. Up, they go. Sometimes, you know, I remember this experience of Sunita Williams. You know, Sunita Williams is a astronaut. She came to ORC long ago. And from studio, we went there in that to shoot that. And there were many children from Pakistan and Asia for some NASA program. And she was sharing the experience. Like, she just was in space for 3 months, and then she came and directly shared the experience that how there is a special kind of peace they experience in that space, that area. And she says that astronauts are clearly saying that the universe is curved, you know, in this form. There is something beyond that, something. But nobody knows what is there because physical body can't go there and science doesn't know about spirituality, the depth of spirituality. So those people are searching something there, and Baba says, you have to reveal yourselves here on this earth. And then further, Baba says that because Baba has incarnated in the meeting, like these days, meeting is going on, and Baba is praising the children in front of him, that they are so nice and so elevated and so special and beloved children of Baba. And Baba says that they are my long lost and now found children, Sikila De Bache. And Baba says, you have made very nice plans, but still there is something which is lacking. What is that? Authority. Baba says, there is still some seva left to be done. Some service is left still. You have done a lot, lots of nice plans are made, but still something is remaining, and that is revealing Baba. But how? Again, the same thing. Baba says that you have lots of authorities. You have great authorities and you have many authorities. And Baba has said 4 or 5 kinds of authorities. 5 kinds. Authority of knowledge, and the authority of power of yoga. Authority of elevated, embodiment of elevated dharana. And then 4th is yes, that you are the air souls, right? Air souls, and then you are the instruments for world transformation. So Baba says you have so many authorities, and people in the world, those who have authority of scriptures, they are so powerful in their own fields. And we all have the experience that any you know, saint or somebody who's really pure and following his path properly and purely, they are really so, like recently I had the experience of going to few churches and mosques, and still I can feel, I was thinking that Baba, really, we call them saints because they have followed their, you know, in Christianity, somebody is called saint, like they are declared saints after, you know, many years, like I was reading about, because I went to the church, Saint Shabal, and I was reading about him, because something touched here, and I thought that I have to know about this saint, and I looked all the documentaries and I read books, and then I came to know that he has followed all the three vows of Christianity. Why I'm telling this? Because I think that this is related. That when Baba says you have the authority of the Supreme, you have God Himself with you, you have the new knowledge, you have the best knowledge, then what can't we do? Like, we can do everything. But those people, those who have little authority, they are following like three vows, teen kasam, in Christianity, when they want to surrender themselves, so they have to follow these vows. One is chastity, purity, brahmacharya. Second is poverty. Baba says garib nivas, that you have to be garib. You don't have to keep things with you or be detached. And the third is obedience. Obedience, like whatever is told to you by your, like their seniors, they are their seniors, you have to follow that. And I was reading the example of Saint Shahbal, that how he followed all these three. Just now Sushil Bhai said that we should give examples, so I'm inspired to give the example that how he, these three things he followed in his life. That first thing is about chastity, about purity. That they say that he, in his whole life, like because they follow some other kind of purity and they have another understanding, that in his whole life he never looked at somebody and then talked to them, that he was always looking down. You know, they think that we should not look like this. And then they say that he was very humble, and okay, many examples are there. But another thing is about obedience. They say that he was working outside his church in a field, and then he had this tool to work in the field, and he was just holding here, and his senior called him. So quickly, within 1 second, he just left it from air, and then he ran. Just, I don't have to delay any order which is given to me by my seniors. And here, who is giving us the order? Supreme Senior. God Himself is telling us things to do. And then then another thing is that they are declared saint because of their purity. And then, of course, about like after 80 years of his life, he was declared saint because of many reasons that we can maybe discuss later. But what is lacking? What is stopping us to follow orders of God? And then Baba says that you are preparing the land. You are preparing the dharani. And the basis of that is new knowledge. And this is what you have to reveal. And Baba says, bestower of knowledge. So what comes first? Gyan Data. In English, actually, it's opposite. So we have to reveal Gyan. And then the bestower of knowledge will be revealed automatically. We have to reveal this knowledge. This is something new. And then actually there's a lot, big list of to-do list. Maybe somebody did this activity here. That first thing is Baba said that let anybody who comes here, they should feel that something new is here. And they should experience whatever is told to us here, nobody has told till now. Second thing is that Baba says, let them know whatever knowledge you are giving, you are the authority of that. You have authority of that. You are not just repeating that from your mouth, but you have experienced that. You are the authority of that. This is what Baba wants from us. Third thing is, Baba says that let the main thing be heard everywhere now, that this is new knowledge. Everywhere there is knowledge. Everywhere people have like piles of books and Google God is, you know, these days. So Baba says that still they must feel, they should feel something different, something new here, which they can't find anywhere else in the world. And then Baba says, up to now, we were saying no to something. They are saying yes to something. There are many points in knowledge. We know that we say God is not omnipresent. They say God is omnipresent. So yes and no, many yes and no's are there. We say that soul is influenced by the karma. Whatever we perform, whatever karma we perform, the soul gets the influence of that. But they believe that soul doesn't. So there are many yes and no's. But Baba says, BK Almighty Authority is proving them wrong, or like we are telling some different gyan. And then Baba says, when great souls will be only able to tell the difference, of this great difference will be told only by the great souls, and which is of course we. And then Baba says that let the world know BKs are in one side, and whole world is on another side. And then Baba says, when you have this power, then many, many powerful souls from the world will come forward and they will beat drums on your behalf. They will be on your side. And recently, 4 days ago, there was a program in Dubai. I can relate that at this point, that some speaker, some sister from Kuwait was invited there. That's why I know this first-hand experience. That the sister told me that when we went there and we gave our slot, we were given a slot and then we gave our lecture. So after we finished our lecture, and then this program was from royal family, many, many people from royal family and the Dubai police, they organized it and they were there. And then after program was about to be finished, and then some very VIP person from Bahrain, he's a advisor to the Prime Minister, he came forward and he said that now we would like Brahma Kumaris, not Brahma Kumaris, but VKs, that please come and give some more knowledge and please conduct meditation now. This was not in the program. And these programs are, minute by minute they are fixed. You can't change them. But this person, he came forward, and this is what Baba is saying, that if you have the courage, then you will see that other people will come forward and they will actually beat drums on your behalf. Like Baba says, the stage will be ready. And then Baba is talking about how the seed will be revealed, right? Baba says that, Baba is telling us that you have to make the plan. Yes, when the leaves of all the branches get dried up and just an empty branch is left, then the seed will be revealed. And Baba then says, make a plan for that. So what's the plan for that? That is another homework. And then Baba says that if somebody comes to this place, Vardhan Bhumi, the land of blessings, and if they just say that, oh, their peace is very nice, love is very nice, so Baba says that this is not something very big. People experience peace in every other temple. I went to a Qabr, Qabr? Yeah. In a prophet in Islam, one of the prophets in Islam, and there was this tomb, and I went there and we did some meditation, because BKs can do meditation everywhere. Huh? So we were sitting there, and that was on the top of a mountain, and I was able to listen the silence there. And I was actually remembering Madhuban that time, and I actually Shantistam, Tower of Peace, and I was telling Baba, so much peace. This kind of peace sometimes we don't experience on Tower of Peace also these days. So much halchal going on everywhere. So peace can be experienced anywhere in the world. But Baba says that not only peace, not only love, the new knowledge has to be revealed now. This is your authority. And Baba says that those who have the authority like we also should be revealed. And then Baba says that there are two types of VKs, Brahmins, those who come into knowledge, some those who are influenced by only knowledge, some they are influenced by knowledge and love both. And Baba says that the ideal is that somebody who understands love with knowledge, they will move more with power, and they will have power. Those who are only moving along just with love, they will always need some support from outside. They will always be weak souls. They can never be powerful souls. And then Baba says that because this spiritual, this intoxication, the knowledge intoxication is a spiritual intoxication, and that's why it makes you free from any dependency. Right? And then later, because time is getting up, so Baba says about Brahma Baba. That Brahma Baba has special enthusiasm that my children should become equal to me, and they all should be special and lovely. And then Baba is telling a very, very special quality of Brahma Baba, that Baba never said kab, always said ab, now, not some other time, now. Abhi, chalu abhi. And then Baba said that you have to do everything now, and Baba gave examples of trains and how train would stop and whatever, like if you have clear intellect then Baba would help. And here last 2 minutes I want to say something about why do we postpone things. So recently I met a scientist and he was explaining about the construction of our mind, how our mind is, or brain actually, he was talking about brain, how brain is constructed. So every time when we say no to something, nahi, we don't want to do or we can't do, what is happening inside? And this person was telling me about something called as 5 second rule. You know this? Have we discussed it, sir? 5 second rule. 5 second rule is very interesting rule, and actually this is very much related to Baba's knowledge, that every human mind, brain, is constructed in such a way that whenever you want to like do something new, it will always stop you. Always stop you. In other words, you know, we say Maya comes, Maya ajati hai. So I want to do something new. Mind, brain will always say no to me because mind, brain wants to save me from doing something new, from doing something dangerous. It will stop me. And then in psychology they say, spotlight effect. Spotlight effect means everybody thinks that everybody is looking at me. You know, somebody was telling, I wear new glasses, like goggles, and I was walking through the mall, and I was thinking, see, everybody is looking at me, but actually nobody is looking. So, nobody is interested. What are you wearing? And no, we don't want to know. And this is a research also that on the railway stations and airports, and somebody is sitting like this and somebody is passing. We don't know who has passed, and we are so concerned about our dress and how we are looking. And they ask them, were you looking at them? They said, no. Thousands of people have passed. So spotlight effect means when something small is being, with the lens, we see big. So this brain makes everything so big. And 5 second rule is that when some weak thought comes in our mind, I will do it later. Let's count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And there is some science behind this. I will not go into that. And then it shifts something inside the working of the brain, and it changes from your habit loops to we come into conclusion and we do some like the proper action. So any negative thought should not remain in mind more than 5 seconds. This is actually, otherwise it will, Baba says, you offer tea and coffee to Maya. So Om Shanti.